send this one out to every single U.S. military person, any person in uniform or anyone in public service or any friend or family member. I'll let you know about what's going on here. So these are our refuelers. This is what enables us to service our master, our Israeli masters, when they tell us to exhaust of this last unwarranted and unprovoked war on Iran. Iran has not been attacking anybody for 300 years. For 300 years, Iran has not been an aggressive outward nation. Okay? Israel is the one that's outwardly aggressive towards anyone, not Iran. Okay? They haven't picked any fights in 300 years. No fights. 300 years. No problems with their neighbors. Iranians are nice people. Okay, they were attacked unprovoked, and so of course the U.S. military has to, U.S. taxpayer has to go and do it for the Israelis. And so when we promise to launch a ground invasion of Iran, it's well known, not on the U.S. on the U.S. television networks, for the baby boomers who are not really interested in like actual information. They're informationally illiterate, so they're still watching the TV and they haven't figured it out yet that, yeah, I know, get the TV, get all boosted up, and you're going to be all healthy. I know, the TV would never lie. Why would the TV lie, says the boomers? Okay, I'm not going to turn this into a diatribe about lazy-minded boomers. There are some that are not lazy-minded. If you're one of those, I'm not talking about you. But for the vast majority of them who have just relegated their brains to the television set, they're the only ones left on the earth that accept this. The Iranians are telling everybody, the alternative press is informing the world that Israel has made it very clear that they have no intention on joining in the American ground invasion of Iran. Israelis will not be a part of that invasion. It's just U.S. Soldiers who have to fight and die for these rats who won't even fight and die for their own self. So they get us slaves to do it for us. Well, we're not really slaves. We don't want to do it. No U.S. service person wants to go fight for these Jewish rats over there in Israel. No, nobody wants to do this, except for maybe some evangelicals and maybe some Fox viewers. But young people aren't Fox viewers, and 65 years and up, who are the Fox viewers, who are the baby boomers, they're not of the age to fight a war. So it's the young people. So it's a few evangelicals and some very uneducated people are gung-ho to go fight and die for these fucking Jew rats called Israelis. You've got to have nothing going on in your life to want to go and fight for these fucking Jewish rats that the world hates. The entire world has made it clear. Israel is the most hated nation on the earth. And second only to the United States, because we are just an instrument of the Jews. And don't ever let anybody tell you that it's the dog wagging the tail. It's the Jews that are working for the United States. No. The United States is an instrument of the Jewish money power. Right? And Israel, State of Israel, is also an instrument of the Jewish money power, having been founded by the Rothschilds, right? Lionel Rothschilds, right? Balfour Declaration, or around 1913, 1908, somewhere around there, the Balfour Declaration. Then in 1947, along comes Israel, right? Stole the land. Okay, so now here's this article. Check this one out and tell me how interesting this is. Tens of thousands of Jewish passengers' flight tickets could be canceled as the U.S. military aircraft crowd out civilian planes. U.S. said to fume at decision that harms military preparedness. Now let's read the story. These are these giant U.S. refueling planes. And like I said, when we go on bombing runs of the innocent children of Iran to slaughter the children over there, on behalf of the Israelis, Why? Because the Iranians are the superior civilization. They actually are a civilization, and Jews are just a bunch of carpet merchant gold traders. They're the money changers. They're the rats. Okay. So we are going over there and bringing all of our military equipment, but you know, it's inconvenience. It's inconveniencing the tourists, the Israeli tourists that want to go on vacation because, you know, they've had a lot of work. It's been the kind of work to kill all those children, some maybe 60,000 dead Palestinian children, well over 100,000 dead Palestinians, unless you follow the Google statistics. Google say, no, only 20,000, 30,000. No, that's not. That's Google. That's Jewish Google, we call it. Okay, but in the real world, there's over 100,000 Palestinians that are dead, and more children have been, lives have been snuffed out under excruciating circumstances, under the crushing cement than you would be able to find in the last 300-400 years. You'd have to go back to the times of Genghis Khan to find this many young children being slaughtered in such a short period of time. And even in Genghis Khan's time, I think they were much more humane for the rights and lives of innocent children than these Jewish supremacist scum called Israelis are, okay, or are not, okay. So let's take a look at this article. The U.S. Said Tuesday that it was halting the planned removal of its aerial refueling tankers from the Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel. That's their main airport, amid the mounting escalation with Iran, prompting Israel to warn that it would cap the number of such planes allowed to stay at the country's main airport in order to avert disruption of commercial flight operations. Now, that let's get into what that means. Okay, here's what they say. Hundreds of thousands of tickets were bought by Israelis to fly and enjoy their summer vacation, said Transportation Minister Miri Regev. We promised that we would enable the commercial flights and we will not cancel a single Israeli tourist ticket because of American refueling planes, you know? How dare those Americans inconvenience us Israeli tourists while we're trying to go and enjoy our holidays, you know? While the Americans fight and die senselessly for Israel's senseless attack on the beautiful souls of the real civilization over there, the Persian Iranian civilizations, which is the one and only real deal, real 2,000-year-old civilization. It's the real one. Israeli, the Jewish is not the real ones. They're fake. The Persians, the Iranians, are the real civilization. They're the beautiful civilization. They've given the world so much. They're so rich in culture. And how do you know this? You just talk to these gentle, pure, beautiful souls called Iranians. Okay? They're an ancient people. They're the real cradle of civilization. Not these Jewish fucking rats, these baby murderers, right? They're just genocidal, criminal, creep, scumbag, supremacist, xenophobic, racist, supremacist scum. That's what Israelis are. They're racist, xenophobic, supremacist scum. Forget about white supremacists. Forget about any other kind of supremacism. Until you deal with the problem of Jewish supremacism, forget it, okay? And vote out every single piece of shit in Congress that worships these Jewish rats. Because that's what Congress is about. Because the Jewish rats, what? They gave them money. They paid them off. Or they have blackmailed them. They got them in one of their Jewish child sex operations. And they're blackmailing them. Eh? Okay. So so this is what this woman is saying, that this secretary, the transportation minister, Miri Regev, I don't know, sounds like female, could be male. Therefore, I have given instructions that we will not allow any U.S. refueling tankers to line at land at Ben-Gurion Airport beyond the agreed number of 20 planes, and the remaining planes can land at Israeli Air Force bases. Senior CENTCOM command officials, we're not going to get their names, who knows if there is even any truth to this. And why aren't we getting their names? Well, this is the Times of Israel, right? Israeli supremacism, Jewish supremacism newspaper. Senior, at least they had the chutzpah to put the story up there. Senior U.S. Central Command officials reportedly reacted angrily to the decision and received the backing of the IDF. Okay, reacted angrily to the decision. Not too angrily, I don't think. Because if you react really angrily to some really disgusting, loathsome behavior of the Israelis, you get fired and you lose your pension. If you've been a military person, Pete Hegseth is, and you criticize Israel for being scummy little rats like this, it'll be Pete Hegseth that'll fire you, because Pete Hegseth sucks that Jew dick up good. He's proven to the Jew he's a tool of Jewish supremacism, and that cross of Christ that he has on his chest, he doesn't care about Christ, because Pete Hegseth is a low-life piece of shit. He works for the Jew money. That's the only reason why we've ever heard of Pete Hegseth's name, is because Pete Hegseth is an instrument of Jew money, Jew power. Pete Hegseth sucks down that Jew dick. That's what Pete Hegseth does. And so that's why Pete Hegseth is Trump's, whatever he is, Secretary of Defense, right? Secretary of War now. Because he's so gung-ho as a Christian crusader. Well, not really Christian crusader. He's Jewish crusader. It's about the Jew. And he said it. It's all about building the third temple in Jerusalem. That's the Jewish objective. That's not the Christian objective. That's the Christian Zionist brainwashed, like, absolute zombies view of the world. Is, yes, everything is real, of course. Okay, so now, according to Ynet, U.S. officials argued that the decision undermines the operational needs of American forces amid rising tension with Iran, stressing that the tankers are a critical component of Washington's deterrence. Talk about chutzpah. All right. Let's see what the definition of chutzpah. That'll be the closest word. All right, here we go. Term entered the English language sometime between, before I forget it, in Hebrew. Chutzpah is used indignantly to describe someone who has overstepped the boundaries of accepted behavior. In traditional usage, the word expresses a strong sense of disapproval, condemnation, and outrage. I don't know, you know, the word chutzpah isn't strong enough for these Jewish rats. Leo Rostin in The Joys of Yiddish, no joys of Yiddish in my view, it's a joyless freak show, defines chutzpah as gall, brazen nerve, yep, effrontery, yep, incredible guts. Well, I'd say guts in the wrong direction. Presumption plus arrogance, such as no other word and no other language can do justice to. All right. In a sense, chutzpah expresses both strong disapproval and condemnation. In the same work, Rostin also defines the term as that quality enshrined in a man who, having killed his mother and his father, throws himself at the mercy of the court because he's an orphan. Yeah, there you go. There's your Jew. There's chutzpah. Chutzpah amounts to a total denial of personal responsibility, you know, which renders others speechless and incredulous. And any time you see a situation where they're not going to allow our warplanes to park in their precious airport because their Israelis have had so much fun, by the way, killing innocent babies and children in Gaza. How do we know this? Because they brag about it on their Facebooks. And they don't get banned for bragging about killing children on Facebook. But if you criticize that they're doing that and that they're bragging about killing children, you'll get banned from your Facebook. But they don't get banned from posting their braggadocio about how they've snuffed out the lives of children. That's encouraged. The world, you cannot say anything wrong about that, or else you're an anti-Semite. Fortunately enough, this is only the accusation of anti-Semitism only works on people who are 65 years of age and older. People that are 50 years of age don't give a flying fuck for the narrative of Israel anymore. And the more that the Gen X, lower Gen X, and then Millennials and Gen Z and Zen Alpha, who just do not give a shit. They don't care about your Israeli issues. They don't care about your freaking shoving your Holocaust down our throats every 5 seconds as if it's our problem. They don't care about your stories about the World War II. Nobody cares about your so-called history. You've worn your victim card out. You've blown it. Nobody cares about your victim status anymore. You ruined it. You suck. You people are absolutely, even the highest Jewish intelligentsia and the most well-known Jewish journalists, such as, well, people like Gilad Atzman, or people like Max Blumenthal, and people like Norman Finkelstein are saying loud and clear that the Israeli people, like 85-90% of them, enthusiastically support the mass genocide and slaughter of the children in Palestine. Not just tepid support, not like lukewarm support, not like reluctant support. Enthusiastically support. So get that through your head, baby boomer, and don't tell me what a good person you are because you find that Benjamin Netanyahu is acting distastefully in boomer fashion. But, you know, as soon as Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, if you had your way, he would be changed, but then everything will be okay in Israel, right, boomer? Because you're watching too much television and because you still, like, believe in the conditioning of the last 40 years, whereas 50 and on under aren't really there anymore with the conditioning about the Jewish narratives, about the Holocaust and, you know, Auschwitz and all the exaggerations about soap and lampshades, which turned out not to be true, but the boomers don't know that because they never taken the time to look at the issues, so they still think, oh my God, it was terrible. The Germans made soap out of and lampshades out of them. No, even major Jewish groups have disowned that, except some of them now have said, yes, lampshades are trying to revive the lampshade thing, but that's not really working because 15 years ago they already said, okay, no soap and no lampshades. So they're going back on the lampshade thing. Because people like me said, okay, where's our apology? You fucking pulled that soap and lampshade bullshit story for how many decades? And then when the proof came out, because they did blood tests and they did they tested the soap in question. They tested the lampshade in question. The lampshade was cowhide and the soap was not human fat. Okay, that's a fact. That happened. They tested it. It's not real. It never happened. And so people like me said, okay, where's our fucking apology? Because that's a disgusting story. And then they said, shit, we got a real problem because people like Harry are asking for an apology. So let's go back and say yes. And now Germans did make lampshades out of Jews. Okay, so now they reneged on that one. They admitted 15 years ago that it was made out of cowhide. And now when you go to the AI and you go to YouTube, they'll say, yeah, Germans did make lampshades out of Jews. Okay, so we're in fucking Jew clampdown grip on your media because they all admitted it was fake. Now they've thrown that whole phase of history that where they admitted that there was no proof that Germans made lampshades out of Jews, and now they're going back with it again. That shows you the power of Jew money to control the minds of people that are just not thinking, that are just lazy, and they let the television or official story do the job for them. Oh, why would they lie to me? That whole narrative. I know, Boomer. Yes, I know. Why would the TV lie to you? And again, it's not all Boomers. I know a very small majority of a minority of Boomers who have escaped Boomerdom and who have escaped the ravages of television. But for the most part, they are just slaves of it. So let's see what they're all talking about in Thailand. This is one of the most major stories in Thailand. Enjoy. Listen to this woman. Here's a story as a woman. She's in a restaurant. She's refusing to take her shoes off in this Thai restaurant, which is customary. Everyone takes their shoes off when they step into certain places, holy places, certain restaurants, and things like that. It's just a tradition that's hundreds of years old. Okay, this woman is an Israeli. She's not going to take her shoes off, and she's arguing with the woman, and she tells the woman, type of a woman, that our Jewish money built your country. And this became one of the largest stories in Thailand, and it resonated with the Thai people who had been dealing with the Israelis for 20, 30 years of Israelis eating food at restaurant and then not paying, Israelis being rude, Israelis never wanting to pay for their meals, Israelis ripping you off, coming, setting up, dealing drugs in your country. They were the largest drug dealers in Thailand. And the Thai authorities are sick and tired of it, the Thai people. Now, all over Thailand, there's signs saying, no Israelis allowed. Israelis not welcome. And here's why.
You are not welcome there. I'm sorry, but your money, but my money, okay, build your country.
Oh, wow. Okay, keep that,
My money. Built. Okay, my money, our money, built your country.
What a piece of crap. What a typical arrogant. This is exactly, if you've ever traveled in Asia, that is what the Israeli is. That is the truth of the Israeli. That is what Israelis are. That's who they are. That's what they are. That's supremacism. That's the average Israeli. That's not unusual. That's who and what they are. That's what they believe. Thailand, Israel, first of all, Israel has only been around for 40 years, 60 years, 70 years. Thailand's been around for over 1,000 years. Our money built your country. They never even saw a Jew till recently. Our money built your country, says the Jewish rat.
You are not welcome there. I'm sorry, but your money, but my money, okay, built your country.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's the world we live in. That's your world. That's how it is, ladies and gentlemen. Get this video out to every single U.S. service person. And if the Israelis who refuse to fight this Iranian war, what the hell would any U.S. service person fight this war? So if your fingers are on the buttons that fire expensive U.S. missiles to hit Iranian missiles, go get a cup of coffee instead of hitting that button. Go get a cup of coffee. When the Iranians fire those missiles, go get yourself a cup of coffee. Get a cup of coffee. Go get take a coffee break. Yeah, take a coffee break. You're allowed to go get that coffee. Step away from the radar screen. and doesn't take more than 5 or 6 minutes. Go get yourself coffee.